Good morning, sports investors. How are you doing today? Welcome back to the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, the betting public sports show, where we discuss the fuss about getting to the bag through sports investing and sports wagering. I am your beloved host, Fame Rothstein, a.k.a. Michael Snackson, a.k.a. Bay O. Wolf, a.k.a. Malcolm Excellence, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, and today is Sunday, July 18th, 2021. It's just before 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the beautiful, lovely Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. That makes it about just before 3 a.m. in Pacific Time, and it's actually still Saturday night, just before midnight in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening and welcome back to the show. Now, before I continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact your state or your local Gamblers Anonymous Association services you feel you need, because on this show, we discuss sports investing through sports wagering, and we don't want to be any triggers to any negative behaviors for you. So please contact your state or your local Gamblers Help Group, and hopefully they can get you on the path of the straight and narrow. But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors, as you were yesterday. We're coming back blazing, folks. Yesterday, 1-0. We were on our way to being 2-0 till the San Diego-Washington game had the gunshots outside the National Stadium. You know, players were running in the stands, getting their families and whatnot. It was a pretty chaotic scene there. Fans leaving the stadium. I haven't seen this confirmed. I was told that one person was shot. I don't know. It was a stadium worker or something, so I don't know what's going on. But I just hope, people are safe and respectful of each other. But we were on our way to winning that. We had San Diego minus 1.5, and they were up 8-4 in like the seventh. All right. The game suspended, and they're going to finish it today. So hold on to your tickets, and you should be okay. All right. But the game we won, we had the Dodgers minus 2.5. We had to go all the way to 2.5. To make good money. Minus 1.5 was like minus 175. Now we had to go minus 2.5 to get some dough. I think that was like minus 106 or something like that. And it hit for us. The Dodgers won 9-2. They were up 5. Well, they were up 5-2 and, you know, hit a 3-run homer in the ninth and, you know, just kept going. So, you know, we coming back 4-0, folks, but we don't dwell on wins. We don't dwell on losses. We keep going. And I've got three more for you today, okay? All baseball. I'm not interested in that hoop series. I know it was last night, and I wasn't interested in the boxing match either. That's why I didn't really have them on there. I just didn't have any interest in them. Sorry. But let's go out to Detroit. Well, we got the Twins and J.A. Happ going against Willie Peralta and the Detroit Tigers, all right? Detroit beat the Tigers yesterday, or Detroit beat the Twins yesterday, and I don't see Detroit having back-to-back wins in them, to be honest with you, okay? Willie Peralta is just one of those pitchers. He's a veteran. He's been around, but he gets hit. Okay, he's got a rubber arm. That's why he's still in the league. But we're going to take the Twins on the money line at minus 136. All right? And we've got the Oakland Athletics hosting the Cleveland Indians. I know Zach Plesac's going for Cleveland. But we're going to take Oakland on the money line. I mean, I like Zach Plesac. He's a young pitcher. Very interesting that his uncle is on the commentator for the show. The video game. But yeah, we're going to take the Oakland Athletics. His uncle Dan Plesac, former Cleveland Indian. We're going to take the Oakland Athletics on the money line at minus 167. All right. And here's a game I like. I really like this game on paper. All right. We got the Seattle Mariners at the LA Angels. All right. Seattle's throwing Logan Gilbert, big, strong 6'6 right-hander. He's got a whip of 0.97. And his ERA is like a 3.5. And then he's going against Patrick Sandoval of the Angels. And Sandoval's got like a 3.7 ERA. I mean, both of these pitchers, I like both of these starters. And that's why I'm going to take the under in this. You know, I don't really like taking unders, but I don't think there's going to be a lot of runs scored. Seattle's one of the worst hitting teams. Okay. You know, like I said, Gilbert, he'll be able to handle that LA Angels lineup, you know. Shohei Ohtani might take him deep, but who doesn't he take deep? That's no biggie. All right, we're going to take Seattle Mariners and the LA Angels to go under 8.5 runs. And that's at -106 odds, all right? Now, that's for the game. Okay, remember, we don't do first fives and team totals just because we sucked so bad at them earlier in the year. We just canceled them for the year, right? And just started going with props, overs and unders and run different, you know, money lines and run lines and whatnot, all right? But let's recap. Minnesota Twins at Detroit Tigers. We're going to take the Twins on the money line, -136. Indians at the Oakland Athletics. We're going to take the Athletics on the money line at -167. And the Seattle Mariners at the LA Angels, we're going to take that game to go under 8.5 runs for a -167 odds, all right? So there you have it. You got plenty of time. Wait a minute. Before I start that, let me just tell you this. Remember, invest in these properties individually and for the same amount. Remember that. We don't like doing parlays, all right? You know, parlays, you know, you lose that one and just fucks up everything. No, we don't, you know, we don't like doing that, you know. Individually for the same amount. So I try and give you good odds so you can make some money, all right? 167, the -167 is a little high for us. We don't really like going over -150, but it's the best game on the board for me, all right? You still got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. And you know the show's motto, if there's games to be played, there's money to be made. We'll be back tomorrow with more action and a recap today's action. But in the meantime, let's hook up on social media if we're not already. My Twitter is at Biggie Rothstein, BiggieRothstein. Okay. My Instagram is at The Betting Public, at Betting Public, BettingPublic, at Betting Public. You can look up Fame _ Rothstein, FameRoth. FameRoth, but that's more of a personal page anymore. I won't be putting picks up on there, but the betting public handle. Yes, I will be putting up picks and videos on that page. Just like, you know, back in the day, the podcast would go Thursday through Tuesday. Okay. Podcast only Thursday through Tuesday. Instagram Saturdays and Sundays. Wednesdays YouTube, The Betting Public Sports Show on YouTube. Like, subscribe, sign up for notifications. Okay, there will be a show there this Wednesday, all right? But there you have it. Let's go get our action in. Let's be safe, let's be courteous. Prayers to the folks out in the nation's capital. The shooting out there outside the ball game. And we'll be back to talk about it tomorrow, folks. But until then, y'all stay safe. Peace.